I need to check.
I thank you, Mr. Facilitator. I will be brief per your request. I pledge my delegation support and offer written feedback if it will facilitate your work. U.S. ideas regarding features of an effective S&T review process may be found in Working Paper 3 from the April Preparatory Committee meeting. Allow me to highlight a few key parameters. Regarding mandate, first and foremost is the need for an S&T review body to be useful to states' parties. As the distinguished Algerian delegate said this morning in another context, we should be better off with it than without it. It should increase capacity for all states' parties. Regarding composition, to ensure diversity and inclusiveness, participation should be open to all states' parties. Regarding resources, in our view, those states' parties able to do so should fund their nominees' attendance at an annual meeting. To ensure the body is representative of the diversity of states' parties, some participants could be funded from annual assessments and a voluntary fund. And as stated in our working paper, we support the notion that an ISU scientific expert could be useful to this function. Finally, it is important that the body's work be free from political influence to enable free exchange of views and to adhere to the principles of scientific endeavor. This will be important to attract necessary participation by practicing scientists. And if I may add one additional point regarding paragraph 22 of the Seventh Review Conference final document. We support the general parameters, but would note that in our observation, a certain dichotomy has arisen in the treatment of uses with potential uses contrary to the convention and potential benefits. I don't think a dichotomy was intended upon its creation, but we have observed that some science and technology has achieved a certain negative connotation if treated only under consideration for uses contrary. So this is something we would be interested in discussing further with other delegations.